Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas. And on today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about self-knowledge. It's one of these regular themes I like to hit because it's a intrinsic part to the Carmelite charism, the Carmelite spirituality, the sort of internal journey that we make with and through and by the grace of God in order to help us to live out in the world to serve our brothers and sisters and etc. And why am I bringing this up? Because I recently gave a talk to a group of people about conflict, talking about conflict in the workspace and etc. And how one of the constants that we have to realize, beside the point that, you know, we're always going to have to deal with some level of conflict in our life, that's part of being a human person, you know, we have conflict within ourselves, with other people, and etc., is within conflict, there's always going to be one regular constant. And what is that? That's ourselves. We always bring ourselves into that conflict, or that conflict is thrusted upon us. So only thing, and really I should say only person that we can control at the end of the day is ourselves. And how do we allow ourselves to be able to, in the moment of conflict, respond with Christian charity by still remaining true to our experience, our truth about what might have led to that conflict, and etc. You know, how do we remain authentically who we are in that moment without either putting forward sort of a false face to protect our woundedness or just running away, you know? How do we sort of remain solid in the truth, but yet act with charity? And I think self-knowledge is one of those key things that can help us. In self-knowledge, in this sense, I'm using it particularly because we need to understand ourselves. You know, one of the tools that I gave this group is, you know, I encourage them to take sort of an online Myers-Briggs test. Myers-Briggs is a great exam that helps us to understand sort of 16 different personality types, you know, that are based on 8 different things about different personality traits. So, you know, for example, one of those is being extroverted or introverted, you know, and you're on a spectrum with that. Me, if you haven't picked up through the podcast yet, I'm kind of a very extroverted person, you know, and I let this group know that knowing these things about ourselves, like, you know, how extroverted we are, how do we become extroverted? What does that mean that we're extroverted? How does that play out in a relationship? These are key aspects to our personality. And it's not good or bad that if somebody's extroverted or introverted. If someone's very introverted, it's neither a good or bad thing. It's just who they are. It's what they do with it that matters. Do they use their introvertedness to sort of avoid conflict and run away from everything and lock themselves within their own heart as a prison so they don't have to deal with any sort of uncomfortable thing that might occur within their life? Closing themselves off from fruitful relationships just because they're worried about what could happen? Or you are at the other extreme, being an extroverted person, using that extrovertedness, I think is the appropriate word, to sort of go out there, but not to uplift people, but to smother people and to control and to use that energy just to gain, you know, mass manipulation, you know. How one acts out of these things is what's important. So, you know, these are hard questions we have to ask ourselves. And having these tools, and this is why, you know, the sciences are so important for the Catholic Church, you know, not just the hard sciences, but also psychological sciences and et cetera, because they help us to understand the world and ourselves in ways that allow us to grow in relationship. So when something negative happens in our life and our first response is to curse God, why would you do this to me, God, et cetera? Why are we acting in that way? What's going on in our heart? Is those words and that action hiding some woundedness inside of us? You know, for example, I'll pick on myself a little bit here. You know, I've always been sort of a very thinking, analytical person. You know, and anybody that would come up to me, particularly like in college, for example, et cetera, and would use a lot of feeling-based language, and I feel this, and I feel that, I would just close myself off from them. I said, man, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with your baggage. You might be trying to tell me something good, awesome, and amazing, but the way it's coming across to me with all these I feels, and I'm sad, and I'm happy, and all these, no, nah, 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 you know? I would just sort of hunt to myself, say, I don't want to listen to this baloney. I can't do that as a pastor. I can't do that as a priest. I can't do that as a religious. And part of that behavior also means I wasn't even listening to my own feelings going on inside of me. So over the years and gaining this sort of self-knowledge and using these tools to understand why I act the way I do helped me to understand and integrate different aspects aspects of myself in a more healthier way so I could be more open and available and vulnerable to other people in my life. So when we use this sort of buzzword self-knowledge, you know, we're on a journey, a spiritual journey with the Holy Spirit for self-knowledge. Well, you know, it's not always going to be fun. It's not always going to be entertaining. It's not always going to give us the warm fuzzies. When we pursue this self-knowledge and we ask the Holy Spirit to enter into our hearts and kindle in us the fire of His love and expose these aspects to ourselves in order that we may have healing from His presence, it's not going to be comfortable. That's one of the reasons we need this dark night, because some of these things are so deeply ingrained, deeply rooted inside of us, that we need to be healed because of these appetites, because of these attachments. And we can't handle it all. And that's why there's this, as John LaCrosse talks about it, this dark night experience where the Lord comes into us and rips out these roots in us that are destructive. And we do our part by getting ourselves to a place that we can say yes with the fullness of our being to Jesus Christ. Yes, I need your help here. We have to do our part. We have to know what's going on. We have to, you know, I'm always getting in a conflict with this person in the office. Why is that? What is it about this person? Yes, that's an important question, but also don't forget to ask yourself, what is it about me that triggers a situation that seems to produce the same negative things over and over and over and over again? Does this person just touch a button inside of us that sort of hits upon a raw nerve of woundedness that's within us? Christ Himself was willing to share that woundedness with others. He said, I'm going to be crucified. He didn't say that once. He said that thrice, three times, warning His disciples, opening up His heart to them. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot from me about this self-knowledge, and one of the key components of the spiritual life is understanding ourselves better, because we're called to love ourselves so we can love our neighbors and we can become even more open to loving God. But this pursuit of self-knowledge, of understanding ourselves and who we are, why do we do the things we do? What's going on inside of us? How are we at this moment? These questions are not going to be easy, and they're not going to make us feel good, and they're not going to sort of give us these warm fuzzies, as I keep saying. But they're important nonetheless. And even though asking ourselves these tough questions in order to understand ourselves better may hurt us emotionally, for example, in the short term, it's like a bitter medicine that in the long term provides such a healing. And that's why commitment to like prayer and taking our times and building up habits, you know, it gives us that strength, the fortitude that rests on sort of consistent habits. So when the time comes and these questions rock our boat, it doesn't capsize us. So before I get too far off topic here, I just want everybody to know out there that's listening to me, don't be afraid. Be not afraid. If your heart is open to the Holy Spirit, always ask these questions about yourself in the power of the Spirit. Ask Him to help you know yourself better, to understand yourself better, to become more present to ourselves. That's one of the gifts of the Incarnation. Not only did Jesus offer us a way to the Father, to know the Father, to have a relationship with the Father, He also came in the fullness of humanity to reveal our human nature to ourselves in the great gift that it is to be human, no matter how twisted and fallen we may be. So my brothers and sisters, as you go forward this day, please know I'm with you and that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. I hope you found it helpful. If you like more of my content, please check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. That's F-R-I-A-R, thefrankfriar.com. There you can find links to my blog, my newsletter, my articles I write for the Catholic Stand, my YouTube channel, the Frank Friar YouTube channel, and etc. Thank you for being with me as I transition over to the Breadbox Media Company. I hope you find my work here helpful to your life. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you, and thank you for your time today. Amen.